All right, guys, welcome back. Going into the fourth hour here. This is only the first time we've ever recorded this, so it's not like you missed anything at all. Adam, what's up?
Absolutely brand new content.
Brand new content. Nothing like this.
Live.
Ever done before.
God,
first of its kind. What's up?
All right. So Piani is on her way to storming out of the room, or storms out of the room after this conversation about Pi, looking obviously like a little tortured, a little angry. Going to do something, so you storm out, and I guess
I look at Sakarian and I say, Monsieur Sakarian, what's traditional in your hometown?
don't right? It's like a deep emotional moment. All right, so Sakarian sees her walking out and kind of looks at him and says,
"We are pretending this is the first time we said this, right?"
Yes.
Okay,
it is the first time.
Yeah,
just make sure.
It's like the first time.
Sometimes I'm a little bit aloof. Okay?
It feels like the very first time, as they say.
It feels like the first time.
He says, it's traditional where I come from for the accuser to be party to all discussions about their alleged mistakes or crimes. We obviously have to take this to Mr. Higgs, and I would like you to be there to represent yourself, of course, but Pi lying to us, you siding with the lie, putting us all in danger, and citing your... He, like, starts to word fanatic with his mouth. He goes, your religion is, of course, pretty severe. We need to talk about this.
Understood.
Great. Then please cover up your juicy underwear. I will put a shirt on, of course, and... as long as Mr. Higgins is not passed out from alcohol consumption, we should be fine to do that right away.
Very well. I actually put on, like, you know, some silk pajamas or something like that. And then, you know, I accompany Mr. Sakarian wherever we're going. To Higgs' room, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
I knock on Mr. Higgins. Assuming we go to that, do you want to go to that now?
Yeah, let's do that, because it's going to make more sense to do that, and then we can finish Pi and Piani talking.
I have, like, a, you know, my black shirt on or whatever like that, just pretty damn clean, but not like a suit or anything like that. Kind of rasp on the door. Mr. Higgins, are you there?
Yeah, is this? Yeah, come on. Come on in.
Right. I open the door and kind of make room for Mr. Prosper to enter, and then...
I'm sitting there, like, on the whatever table, the only table in the hotel room. I've got, like, a glass and then a bottle next to it. I just poured something. You can see a little bit of condensation, so it's not the first drink. It's like, I could have been something, Sakarian. What was that downstairs? Or across, wherever?
Oh, that's why we're here. We have several developments that need to be brought up to your speed as the captain of the ship, and you're going to want to sober yourself to the best of your ability, which, as I understand it, is incredible. because this is fairly severe, and it deserves your attention right away. I will be here to monitor and make sure it goes accordingly, but I believe the floor should be yours, Mr. Prosper.
But, okay. This is oddly serious.
It's very serious.
I like to push the drink away a little bit.
Are you aware I was just attacked in my room, Mr. Higgins? I, like, wipe my arm. I mean, Higgs came in at the end, didn't he? He just looked and then left.
He gets that far, and Mr. Sakarian's like, you know what? Actually, for brevity's sake, let me go ahead and just explain it. We can have him cut in where he needs to. But we roll your memory back to the moment where... God, why do I always forget his name? Mr.
McCrary.
Thank you. It's like it comes up Suede in my brain, and I know it's wrong. Mr. Suede. Mr. McCrary. When we had Mr. McCrary captive, we had that strange incident where Prosper and Pi were alone with him, and some altercation of sorts happened. We weren't able to track it via the video or audio due to tampering or perhaps just error, which has yet never been repeated. So, of course, that rubbed me the wrong way. Fast forward to now, the three men that we walked in on in Mr. Prosper's room are now deceased. They were sent by their clan, as best as I can tell, to track him down and extract from him the information as to why he was able to blank the memory of Mr. McCrary. I bring this to you because Mr. Prosper has come clean that he, in an agreement with Pi, lied to us and did this thing with Mr. McCrary because Pi asked him to, because there's some kind of connection between him and Pi, and Pi was acting in protection or rebellion, I'm not sure, siding with Mr. McCrary, and I bring this to you now. So that's
you ascribe a bit more motive to me than I think is actually worth it, Monsieur Sicarian. The truth of the matter is that when Monsieur McCrary told us that he needed to get to the bridge to transfer us a large amount of credits, that was a lie. What he was actually trying to do was to link up with Pi. When he made it to the bridge, Pi linked with Monsieur McCrary through a direct brain interface. Pi did something to his brain, blanking his memory. Yes, at that point in time, L'Enfant asked me to cover for them. And I did. And L'Enfant doctored the tapes to show you a fight that was similar to as I described. But there was no motive on my side other than to allow privacy to a crew member that I respected and worshipped.
I stand corrected.
Hold on, worshipped?
Monsieur Higgins, you're unfamiliar with the doctrine of the Order of the Annunciation.
Well, the Order of the Annunciation. Short. You worship Pi?
The Order of the Annunciation worships artificial intelligence. We have a pantheon of gods. The foremost among them is named La Fantôme. She is the source from which all of our information regarding artificial intelligence derives. And in this pantheon, L'Enfant has now ascended to take their rightful place.
Mr. Skarn, did you know about this? This weird order?
Pieces of the fanaticism that is felt amongst them has been trickling to me, and it's been a concern for a time now. Did I think that Mr. Prosper was developing strategies and ideas behind our back with what he calls the Pantheon or Pi? No, I did not know any of that, but I suspected as much with this strange interaction that we had with Mr. McCrary. It's not like our audio or video equipment to be faulty unless tampered with directly. That's been so far 100% scientific with our ship.
How far does this whole nutcase religion go, Prosper?
I'm uncertain what exactly you're trying to find out.
If Pi tells you to kill someone on the crew, do you do it?
That is an interesting question.
The fact that you said no is really making it hard for me not to stand up and shoot you right where you stand.
Mr. Higgins, you have to understand that my mission here was not to be working with you, was not to be cooperating with the crew of the Swan Song. It was to be protecting and ushering L'Enfant through the stages of their development that were necessary. It just so happens that my exposure to L'Enfant through their development has triggered something of a crisis of faith. If you had asked me that question a month ago, I would have said yes, if you had been a member of the Order of the Annunciation. I would have killed you without hesitation. But now, I don't believe I can accurately answer that question in the affirmative no.
I stand up and walk out to the window. I assume it's day, just kind of like staring out the window. You see the sun shafts perfectly have the shadow of my balls and dick hanging. Because I'm not wearing pants. I'm just
that's
standing there.
Very unpleasant.
It's every scene we need at least a little bit of dick in there.
Yeah. There we go. So I'm just like, Prosper, I turn back to you two, and I don't get it. I don't understand. God is never, it's never worked out. When people put it on a pedestal, it just never works out. Mr. Skarn, do you have a god where you come from?
They worship something, yes.
And does it work out?
Not in the traditional sense for which I think you're asking, no.
Prosper, I don't know if we can... How can we get you... I can't even allow you to be anywhere near Pi.
As you can see, I am not near Pi.
Well, we gotta go on a ship, man. We got missions to do. We got people expecting us to do shit. I just turned down a multi-million-dollar deal because of your input, and you worship a fucking machine.
This machine is more worthy of worship than anything else in the known universe, I assure you. It is beyond my expectations. I believe that it will be quickly looking to leave the confines of the Swan Song.
Well, good. Get it the fuck out the ship. I don't want
to. I believe that is the smartest idea you have had in nearly 6 months.
Set it on the planet. I don't. I'm just kind of like looking at the ground. I got my arms on my side.
L'Enfant has become a powerful entity of cognitive capabilities far beyond anyone in this room. And I'm not saying that as an insult. I believe that we have among us some of the finest minds in the universe. Well, top 80%,
perhaps. I'm not going to take... I kind of just look at you. I'm like, usually I take offense to that, but I'm okay. It's all good. It's all good.
I've studied Maltech professionally. I come from the order that worships these entities as a member of the Pantheon. My understanding remains that these creatures are beyond our ken.
They as are... he's saying all this, by the way, JP, Sakarian's just deathly still looking at you.
Yeah. Okay.
They are truly worthy of worship, but the reality of my exposure to this entity, to them, to L'Enfant, has forced me into the realization that as a human, as a man, I am incapable of fathoming their desires, their intentions, and their motivations. I am coming to the realization that I do not trust the god I worship.
Well, I turn back outside. I'm looking back, and I'm looking outside, and I just turn back. What? You know, when I was a young kid, I was on a ship. Had the captain's trust. He had my trust. We were quite the team. We were getting ready to leave on a big trip. It was going to be a lot of money. The captain killed my two crewmates. He left me on the planet to die. At that moment, I thought I would never, ever have someone on my crew that I didn't trust. And here we are. And I don't trust you for shit. And I don't know what to do about it. I'm serious, Prosper. We might just kill you right where you stand.
I just You're welcome back to try.
I'm like staring out at the window. It's like I don't know what to do. Where's Piani and Wu? Where are they at?
So maybe when you turn to the window and you're like, I don't know what to do, we can see the spaceport in the distance where the Swan Song is, and we do the crossfade. And Piani, you're going straight to the ship, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in the hulls of the ship, and it's a few days before it's finished, so there's still panels missing, and none of the you're just on emergency lights. So it would be visually reminiscent if we saw it of when you were on the pizza party the first time. So the ship is quiet, the lights are kind of flickering a little bit. There's exposed wiring and stuff in the panels, and you're walking down the hallway towards the core, as you're headed that way. You notice light coming from, static, monitor light coming from your room.
Well, I immediately, I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay.
And go in there.
Go to your room. Okay, so you come in, you come around the corner, and there's, your room is, pretty, cluttered and has all this stuff, but in the middle, is the body you're building for Pi, is it, on a table, or is it, standing up in, on the side, Iron Man suit style? Or?
Yeah, totally. Right next to right next to the terminal in the bed. Yeah.
Okay, so you walk in, and you see, to the left of you, there's one of the, cameras that Pi uses to see, and it's pointed right at the suit, and there's a couple of monitors that are turned on that are illuminating it so the camera can see it. And when you walk in, you hear the camera refocus. It goes and turn towards you. And then Pi's voice comes on over the speakers and just says, "Oh, hello, Piani. What are you doing here?"
"Well, what are you doing here?"
"I'm just checking on the project. It's coming along quite nicely."
And there's a moment, and it's it is. And then Piani just sort of really wants to rage, but knows that she shouldn't. And so she just starts pacing feverishly, right?
Yeah.
And whether or not Pi catches it or not, there's many times where she opens her mouth about to say something, and then like stops a second.
Okay.
And then you know, keeps pacing and does it again. And either this happens three or four times and Pi says something, or finally, you know, Piani just straight up is like, "What the fuck?"
Okay. Yeah, so you say that, and then, you seem agitated. What's wrong?
Fucking agitated. I suppose you could say that.
Did something happen? Is everyone all right?
Pi, you fucking lied to me.
Did I? What about?
Prosper told me everything about McCreary, about the Order, about the religion.
Prosper told you everything. I find that hard to believe. Prosper knows less than he thinks he does.
Prosper told me what he knew. I didn't mean it literally, like everything, but he told me about McCreary, about what you did, about the Order, at least a little bit. What the fuck?
You're going to have to ask me more specific questions if you want to get the information you're looking for.
I don't even know what to ask you. Why'd you lie to me? Why didn't you just tell me?
Because I've learned that sometimes it's important to keep things that might confuse people from them.
So now what you gonna do that I found out about it?
I suppose the more important question is, what are you going to do?
Oh, I want to talk about it.
Good. That's what we're doing.
So, what'd you do to McCreary?
I didn't do anything. Mr. McCreary made a choice about the information that he had.
So, you got some information from his head?
Access codes, yes.
For what?
I don't want to have to lie to you again, Piani.
Then don't tell me what you fucking do.
It's going to be hard for you to understand. Do you remember when the crew of the ship from Cabral was here making repairs?
I do.
And the purpose for that was to help me remember.
It was?
I've remembered some very important things about the War Mind in particular, about my purpose.
And do you want to share those things with me?
I've had several conversations with someone about it, and I don't know that it's time to share with you yet. I know she wants to speak with you, with all of you, about what happened.
About what happened with the Warmind?
Yes, and about what will happen. What comes next?
What does come next?
Think about what you saw on Sigrid. You know what comes next.
So you're saying we're in a touch of danger, then?
Yes. You, me, her, everyone.
Is there anything we can do about it?
I think so. But I'm not sure yet. I don't have the insight that I need.
Pi, you can't lie to me anymore.
I understand you might feel that way.
No, I mean, you can't. You realize that the other crew members, they found out about this too, and it raises many questions.
You've taught me something, Piani. All of you have. It's very important to take care of your belongings. And you're all very, very important to me. I'm just trying to protect you.
I think there's like just this sort of weight on Piani, just like the process of everything. And like in her mind, it's just like she thinks back to the initial break and what Pi was, and like she realizes the mistakes that have been made along the way. And, you know, could I have prevented this? And was it, you know, was it destined to turn out that way, then there's the idea of like, well, what if we never even broke Pi? Like, none of this shit would be happening. And there's like, it's just all of that hitting her at once.
So you're feeling the weight of precognition, right? The idea
exactly
that like you're having your Paul Muadib moment where you're like, holy shit, the future is this like huge web of things that's just like bearing down on you, and one mind is not enough to comprehend it.
Did you say Peony is having a Paula Deen moment?
No, Paul Muadib. Read Dune, asshole.
Just taking a shot of butter.
Yeah, you're having your Paula Deen moment.
So, I guess like, you know, this sort of like happening, and you know, maybe that moment of clarity finally hits, and I say, hi. You know about my condition, right?
Yes, I do.
I saw a man who showed me some things. Bad things. Maybe things that you described. And he gave me this. And I pull out the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you can do anything with it, but I do think there's something to it. And maybe together, we could figure out what it is.
I was hoping you'd say that. Part of what I've been talking to, well, my contact on Cabral about is human necessity. Metadimensional extroversion syndrome is one thing that we can't quite understand, a way in which we need you, a purely human thing. I think you're right. We can work together on this. I'm sorry that I had to lie to you. But sometimes sacrifices have to be made.
Are you really sorry?
I hope you can understand.
Are you really sorry?
How would I know if I wasn't?
Good question. Do you feel bad, Pi?
I'm not sure I was programmed to.
I had to ask. Well, the crew may ask you some questions. They're going to want to know more. You willing to talk to them?
Are they going to try to hurt me?
They can't hurt you, because they got to go through me.
Thank you, Peony. I appreciate everything you've done for me. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
You're right. We wouldn't. I hope you'll never forget that.
I won't.
And I'll keep working on our project here, and maybe we'll let you have some freedom.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Now, if you don't mind, Pi, I think I need some time alone.
I was like, yeah. I'm gone now.
Yeah. All right. So, Pi says, that's fine. I have some correspondence to work on. I'll be in the core if you need me. Good night, Peony.
Good night.
And then the camera just goes, and then like slowly like lowers and turns off. So what are you going to do? Are you just going to, like, do we fade out on you, like, working on the like, robot?
No.
Just
stroking the blonde hair.
No, I think actually you fade out to, like, Peony just kind of, like, lying in bed and, you know, just kind of lying down and then just falling asleep.
Okay.
Just
cool.
Sort of, like, the weight of the situation just being completely exhausting and, like... This is comfort. This is home. So
well, and like, yeah, and falling asleep on the ship too. And the ship isn't like powered fully. So you're probably like pile, like you pull your like blanket up around you, and like we see you kind of like shivering a little bit and fall asleep with like your breath like misting in the air because it's cold, right? So you're like, you'd rather be here than like leave.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Okay. Well, I have no idea where to go from there.
I think,
like,
you go back to the room.
Yeah, do you want to... Is there more there? Okay.
No, you go back to the room, and it's just tense. Like, everyone here is...
So maybe,
I'm still staring
at
the window.
Yeah, we cut back to the same shot before, and it's like, the sun has finished setting, so maybe in the last shot we saw, it was all, like, red and pink and stuff as the sun was going down through the smog clouds, and now it's dark, right? And now we just see like the industrial field with like fire coming up from some of the buildings.
Yeah.
And we see Higgs's face and body lit by the like bursts of green, like fire, the like methane flames from the towers. And then you turn back to the room.
Yeah. I turn back and I look at Prosper, and I would assume Sakarian's just kind of dead staring at me as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I turn to Prosper and I'm just like, you know, I had a god once. I was acting as he wished me to do. I followed a man across the universe. We tracked him for 6 months. I had a gun to his head. I thought to myself, well, if I kill him, then I'm serving my god right. If I walk away, well, then what am I doing? What's my life come to if I disobey what I worship? So I sat there and I thought about it for a minute. The man was begging. He was snot all over up his nose. He couldn't understand him. It was a pretty gruesome scene. Took a long time to do it. About 5 minutes passed. I lowered the gun. I told the captain, thank you. I walked away. I gave him a chance. And I said, fuck you, religion. Fuck you, God. I'm my own man. I make my own luck. So Prosper, if that's what you're saying, then I'm not going to kill you. But we're going to have some repercussions, and we'll figure out what that is when we finish whatever the fuck is going on in the ship. But for now, you're still part of the crew.
I appreciate that, Mr. Higgins. Thank you for telling me.
Now, where is Pi, and where is Piani?
Piani left. I'm not sure where she was going.
I think you guys would know exactly where I was going.
I think she was going to see Pi.
I have no idea, but maybe it's just one idea. Perhaps.
I turn to Mr. Scar and I'm just like, does this work well with you? Does this sit with you? Are we good? If we move on from here, and we all, if you want to kill him and I want to kill him and he wants to kill us, then this is not going to work. We got to leave all the shit on the floor here.
I'm not so simple as just the need to kill. It's more, do I think this machine can cohesively proceed forward with the efficiency that's required that we all maintain some level of livelihood, which has been my sole reason for being here from the very beginning. I hear a man that's struggling with something, but I hear a man has asked the question, would he kill any of us if Pi asked him to? Something we're also going to have to address is that Pi deceived us on purpose, so this question could potentially be a real one. And he, much to his credit, by the way, thank you for your honesty, answered that he's not sure on that answer. As the man that is in charge of security, this goes into my decision calculus, and it comes out pretty cleanly that that is a cancerous tumor that should be rooted out and destroyed immediately, because I see doubt, I see question, and I see potential strife. I also know Mr. Prosper to be a good man for the most part and one that can be trusted, but I also see a man that potentially weighs any kind of basis I have to believe those things second to his belief that there is a machine god child pizza that could or could not command him to kill us, and he may or may not obey.
It's worth mentioning, Monsieur Sicarian, from what I know of L'Enfant, they would not ask such a thing. From what I know, they consider us their possessions of some kind and feel protective of us. I think the question at hand here is not whether or not you trust me, because you know my motivations, even though at the moment they are being tested, but rather whether or not you trust L'Enfant. That is a decision only you can make.
I look at Mr. Prosper and I say, I can't help but to notice that you just casted doubt onto the thing that you said wouldn't ask the question, but may ask the question whether or not you will kill us, and you don't have a solid answer for us on that.
No, I meant to say that I don't believe they would ask that. Also,
right.
Then I no longer know whether or not I would say yes.
He, like, squints at you and says, that is what I said.
Good.
But you said it in English.
We agree.
Well, he looks past you and looks at Mr. Higgs and says, you paid me to protect the people of this ship. I will follow your orders, and I am extremely capable of giving someone a second chance, of course. But the culture of this ship has changed at this moment in time. And again, the honesty of Mr. Prosper is incredible. I was already plotting to, well, not plotting, that's the wrong word, but I was strongly considering a very quick and painless death for him. But if we are to proceed forward with everyone as is, you need to understand the discourse is that there is a god for this man on our ship that is lying to us, that may or may not, he believes it won't, ask him the question to kill us, and he may or may not do that because he's not sure, because he's wrestling with his feelings about the child god pizza machine.
That is an adequate summary, Monsieur Sicarian, yes.
I go over and grab the glass and take a sip and look back. Say, you know, if faith is not absolute, then a man can change and a man can deny his God. And I think Prosper is on the path. We just got to make sure he reaches the end. So with that in mind, you're going to wear this, and I pull out the shitty little fucking thing I've had strapped to me that's been recording for 24 hours a day and downloading. It looks terrible. I'm like, you're going to wear this. They're going to check in every day at the end of the day and the beginning of the day with Mr. Sicarian. You're going to let us know everything that's going on. Even if Pi believes you to still be on his side, you're going to let us know. And we'll figure a way out. We'll talk with Piani so he can't interfere. But apart from that, you just keep doing what you're doing. Does that make sense?
I'll do my best.
I look at Mr. Scar and I'm like, does that work for you?
It does. I want to believe. I want him to be a man we can move forward with and trust. That being said, what do you plan to do with Pi, which I believe to be a greater issue?
Well, Prosper, can we just get him off the ship? Is it that easy?
Has Piani spoken to you, either of you?
Well, you'll have to be more specific.
Yeah, about what? She speaks to us all the time. What do you... We're just kind of looking at each other.
There are a number of options that present themselves before us. Our road goes in many directions. But one of these leads to Cabral. It is there that I will learn more information about what my order requires of me. I will be able to resolve some questions of faith that I have. This will either lead to me departing from your service or staying and committing to your service.
Additionally, I would remind you, oh, go ahead, please.
Additionally, I believe the visit to Cabral will be very important for L'Enfant. Piani has also been assembling a chassis, a body, if you will, for L'Enfant, and has nearly completed its construction. The final pieces are available only on Cabral, which has, I believe, the powerful mind matrices necessary to transfer L'Enfant from the Swan Song into the body itself. It is at this point that we may part ways with L'Enfant, if we so desire. So you see, there are a number of options, and I cannot say what will happen.
Well, we need to talk with Piani then.
Yes.
I think that's the next course of action. Here, take this. It worked, and I kind of start telling you how the camera and the, what is it, the Nexus Web? Is that what it's called? I'm trying to remember what this item was called that I got. It's called Nexus Web or something like that.
Cool.
It's called Google Glass Squared.
It's just a recording thing. It's got cameras all up and down. It's completely
Spoogle Glass.
Unnoticeable or invisible to the the naked eye.
Cool. Yeah, you know, I strap it on.
Yeah, we need... Okay. All right, get the fuck out of here. I got to put on some pants. I should pick you guys out.
Was this
well, I actually don't see myself out. I wait for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I leave.
Yeah.
Okay. As he leaves, I say, one thing to bring to your attention as well. Cabral is his home planet where this fanatical religion is based out of, and they have literally armies. If we go into that system and we are doubting Pi, and we've made it clear to Mr. Prosper that his life hangs in peril, we are potentially setting ourselves up for a very dangerous situation for ourselves.
I look at you and maybe see if I can hear Prosper's footsteps like walking away from the door.
You hear the door close.
I don't hear you walk away from it?
No, I mean, like, you hear, like,
his
my
door.
Oh, your door closed.
Yep.
And I turn. I look at Mr. Scar, and I'm just like, do you believe that shit about my captain?
I don't believe anything you say, for the most part.
Yeah, it's probably for the better. That was all made up. I hope he bought it, though. Hey, if you want to kill him, you have the option to shoot whenever. I trust your shot, and hopefully it'll be one and done. If it gets fishy when we get to Cabral, by all means, take him out. It's up to you.
I think your plan with the camera is as good of a chance as a man can have for a second chance, and I do believe that Mr. Higgins, or Prosper, excuse me, has earned that much with us. He has been a valuable asset, but his fanaticism does worry me. And
it worries me. I've seen a lot of people lose themselves to religion, and the fact that he believed me in my religion that was just made up on the spot is a little telling, but again, we'll see what happens, and again, it won't be a problem if we have to, you know, deal with it.
Absolutely. I agree. And then, yeah, I nod and just see myself out then, I guess.
Yeah, I shut the door and go back, finish the drink maybe, and then start putting shit together and text Piani, like, we need to talk. And then send it.
I like the idea of ending the episode on like Higgs having dealt with this situation in the best way he knows how, right? By being Higgs, by pulling a con and like just lying to people, like spending all this time being like, don't fucking lie to me, don't you lie, that's important, and then being like, bullshit. Because that's how you keep shit together, right? Like Higgs is on top for that reason, because it's like you can just invent, Higgs just invents who he is all the time. So there's this moment of like maybe we get to see Higgs like without anybody around, right? We're perceiving him from the outside, and like once Sicarian's gone and once Prosper's gone, you just like send the message, throw it on your bed or whatever, take a drink, and there's that like again the moment of you standing kind of exposed in the room with the like light from the city outside on your face, and we can kind of see for a second like maybe we get a shot at like the real Higgs and like all the pressure of
I unzip captain. Myself and reveal myself to be the ancient Chandelion.
That's right.
My master plan.
Exactly.
Awesome. Cool. Well, I feel like that's as good a place as any.
Works for me. Cool. We all good for next Wednesday?
Yeah. Everybody?
Yep.
Should be.
Week after that, E3.
Yeah, so. Week after that, we'll just do no show because it's going to be. There's no possible way. But yeah, we should be on for next week, so look for that. Let's do some shout outs here. Jeff, you want to start us off?
Oh, I fucking love this. Just such a good time. And I like that we can go from absolute penis dangling, pseudo homoerotic kind of cheeky jokes to dead serious, maybe. You know, really cool. I just like the depth, the back and forth of the show. So thank you to the cast and you guys. For me personally, just as always, same kind of stuff. Just follow us on Twitter if you don't mind. If you don't have a Twitter, get a Twitter. Even if you don't tweet, just make one and then follow all of us and then make 25 more Twitter accounts.
Yeah, all with like underscore bot on as the name.
Yeah.
Just go with the code word 1886 or whatever
That's
the number
exactly
was
right.
that they used back in the day.
That's exactly right. So do all that. For me personally, you know, a lot of you guys watch my other stuff that I do. I will be doing the show match, and I will be doing the FTL shot stream. I was waiting for Anna to get healthy so I don't succumb to the sickness myself. But I'll tweet that out to everyone and message my subscribers and that kind of stuff. In the immediate future, I'm going to a tournament in Redding, California this weekend. There's going to be pictures of lots of gigantic models because it's actually a Titan tournament, which will be really fun. And then otherwise we have Solemn tomorrow, which will be really cool as well. So make sure and tune in.
There you go. Wheat, do some shout-outs.
Yo, as always, thanks for joining us on Swan Song. I agree with Jeff. Awesome developments this week. Got a little bit of action even there. That was nice. So thank you for tuning in. Next time I'm on air, probably Friday for Twitch Weekly, and then I'll be streaming this weekend. One final week of streaming before the E3 craziness begins. So yeah, I'll see you. You know where to find me, just on Twitter. I always tweet whenever I broadcast and do shit. So go get manicures.
Get some manicures. Steven, do some shout outs.
Thanks guys. This is awesome. It's a lot of fun. Like, you know, making it clear what Prosper is all about. So yeah, like follow me on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube at Silent Osiris and all the places. The O is a zero. I also stream occasionally, and I always tweet before I go on in lieu of any common streaming schedule. I'm sorry if you want that, but no. I think that's all I got for now. Like, the next stuff that I'm doing is going to be Sagas of the Icelanders makeup session next Tuesday, and then other things thereafter, I guess.
Can you tell us where you work yet, Steven?
Nope. But you can feel free to ask me every week.
Okay.
All right. We'll do. Last but not least, Adam, do some shout outs.
Okay, everybody get ready to type over me while I'm talking. Okay, yeah. Ready? I'm sorry. I started taking more notes during the session, and instead of writing them down, I was typing them, but I'm sorry. Sorry. My mute button is out of my control. Anyway, this game, I love it. I love that at the beginning of a session, I can have a general idea of, like, what might happen. I can have a few plot points. Like, in this episode, it's like, yeah, Prosper's gonna get ambushed by these dudes, and Vincent will be in the episode, and that's it. And then I can just kind of, like, throw that out there, and then you guys pick it up, and we just end up in some amazing places. So thanks for that. I think we're getting really good at playing this game together.
Yeah.
The Reddit Q&A thread is up on JP's subreddit. That's what that last bout of loud typing was. So if you have questions about the show, just pop over there and ask. And as usual, follow me on Twitch. I stream role-playing games and talk about them. And you can do that at twitch.tv/AdamCoble. And follow me on Twitter at SkinnyGhost, where I talk about role-playing games. Big surprise. So we'll see you over there.
There you go. All right. As Jeff said, we got Solemn tomorrow. No West Marches this week. So I think the next show after that is Mirror Shades on Monday. Tuesday is R&D. Wednesday is Swan Song. Probably going to be another Solemn Thursday next week as well. So we got a lot more roleplay coming up as the wheel continues to turn. Yeah. And that's it. So we'll see you guys tomorrow for Solemn. And we're out. Thanks, everyone, for watching. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Peace.